The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, I visited my parents, and as I was putting on my shoes and preparing to leave, my father decided to test my faith. He asked me, "What is your main duty as a priest?" I was taken aback by the surprising question and tried to think quickly while lacing my shoes. And I answered, "Well, the main task of a priest is to celebrate the sacraments for the salvation of the people that he serves." I felt super nervous, like I was back in the seminary getting grilled in an oral exam by my dogmatic theology professor. Now, my response was good, maybe a B+. But it was not the best answer. I should have recalled the Vatican II document, Presbyterorum Ordinis, on the life and ministry of priests, that taught preaching the Word of God is the primary duty of priests. This particular rule for priesthood is based on Romans chapter 10, verse 17, where St. Paul taught faith comes from what is heard. In other words, before the people of God can fruitfully celebrate the sacraments for their salvation, they must hear the word proclaimed and preached to them. Presbyterorum Ordinis and Romans chapter 10, verse 17 are precisely the reason why at the Mass, the liturgy of the Word precedes the liturgy of the Eucharist. That is, a good homily should whet our appetite for the Eucharistic banquet, like a lively cocktail hour in conversation makes you hungry to sit down at the dinner table and break bread together. The primary task of a priest, therefore, is to whet the appetite of the people with a persuasive homily and preaching, to inebriate them on the Word of God so they feel eager and hungry to devour the divine Eucharist. That would have been an A+ answer to my father's question. The two scriptures today reinforce this A+ answer as provided by the inspired authors. In the first reading from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 13, Solomon begins his reign as king of Israel, succeeding his father David. And on his gift registry, he has asked from God at his coronation wisdom in order to lead the vast people. God was exceedingly pleased by this, and so Solomon becomes legendary for his learning. Solomon recognizes that ruling first and foremost requires preaching and teaching his subjects. Like a priest must first preach and teach before he can save his parishioners. In the gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 34, Jesus demonstrates that he is not only the teacher and preacher par excellence, he is the word itself that is preached, the word made flesh. And so it is not accidental that today's episode, which ends with Jesus teaching them many things, is followed immediately by the episode of the multiplication of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish in verses 34 through 44. That is, Jesus knows that his first task as the Messiah is to preach and to teach, to provide some good cocktail conversation so the people's appetites will be piqued for the true food of the Eucharist, which is what the miracle of the loaves and the fish ultimately point to. Now, if I had not been walking out the door and in a hurry yesterday, I might have asked my father a follow-up question, which I will pose now to you this morning instead. What is the primary and principal task of Christian parents? I bet by now you can guess the answer. That's right, to preach and to teach the good news of the gospel to your children. We read in another Vatican II document called Lumen Gentium, Light to the Nations. The family is, so to speak, the domestic church. In it, parents should, by their word and example, be the first preachers of the faith to their children. In other words, there is a kind of pre-cocktail hour that has to happen at home before you come to the cocktail hour of the liturgy of the word in church. Ask yourself, why am I here this morning at Mass? It is because someone has preached and taught you the faith in the domestic church of your family long before you stepped foot in Immaculate Conception Church and became part of this supernatural family, the body of Christ. Listen again to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes from hearing. But a few verses earlier, Paul had asked rhetorically, and how can they hear without someone to preach? And that is the A-plus answer to my dad's question about the main job of a priest. Praised be Jesus Christ.